This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey Dibs, your picks stink.
Hold on just a minute.
Yeah! If you weren't a Moses fan before,
wow.
What about now?
What the absolute hell, Double M's?
What about now?
You know what, Moses? All I do is sit here on this radio show, on this radio station, and defend you. I even talked to your boss, your head coach, about how you should play more. I've been right there at the front of Team Moses Moody, and now you're going to do me like this?
Bay Area, it's Moses Moody. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Just, I don't even feel like he was reading that.
Oh, gosh.
I feel like that was just
I felt it. Yeah.
Dibs, I've been following your picks, and your picks stink.
He's like, I appreciate you having my back. Will you stop? Please stop.
I had the Niners. I got that one
please,
right.
Please stop having my back.
Last night was a bad beat.
Ain't working for me.
Yeah. Man. Moses, huh?
Once we get into basketball season, don't worry, Dave. There's more where that
we
came
got,
from.
I hope
things leaving out.
I can tell. We got stuff.
Hopefully we take some shots at Captain Homer over here.
I don't think that's on the...
Mr. Know-It-All.
I don't think that's on the menu at all.
I look forward to the next rejoin. Meantime, more Moses, my foot. Give me more D'Anthony Melton.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to ship that guy out of town. Down on Moses.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? And all guests on 95.7 The Game are required to finish their interview by saying, hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
I'm just a game below 500.
Phenomenal. Just phenomenal. Boy, somebody had media day. Anyway, here's why I ask. So I get on the phone yesterday with an old friend of my dad's, like longtime family friend. Hadn't talked to him in about 147 years. And so fun to talk. And, you know, he had a reason, whatever. He had something that he wanted to know if we wanted as he was cleaning out his garage. And he listens sometimes. So, Mike, if you're listening, hey, what's up? Fun to talk to you yesterday. But as you know, as a sports radio host, conversations with old friends, especially between men, because men have a hard time figuring out stuff to talk about with each other, right? There's those awkward moments at parties where you're just like, so, you know, and then nobody knows what to say. And so once you get by the frontline stuff, how you doing? How are the kids? All right. Hey, Mark. Can I ask you a question about the Warriors?
Always.
Sure, Mike. What do you got? Hey, why doesn't Moses Moody play more? And I'm telling you, Dibs, even though I don't need to, I get this everywhere I go. It's all over the place. You all love Moses Moody. You love him. And I like him too. First of all, I think he's a pretty good basketball player. Second of all, I think he's someone who reacts to things the way you love to see another person react to things. Like, he has had a real hard time with the playing time, and he is a nose to the grindstone. Like, I'm going to show you, you know, like, he doesn't complain. He doesn't get into fights. He just tries to work harder. This is somebody who had a lot of years at college, all of that. I love Moses Moody, but I don't think I've ever seen in all my years in sports, a player, and this can be football, basketball, baseball, a player who is sort of considered like a depth piece, right? A rotational guy. I don't know if I've ever seen someone that fits that description have a bigger fan base than Moses Moody. Can I ask, just on an individual basis, what is it about Moses that gets your attention as someone who sometimes doesn't even play?
Well, for one, he's homegrown. Okay. And for another, when he does play, he at times will flash and play very well. And as a reward, he'll go right back to his spot at the 9 or 10 or 11 spot in the rotation. And I do think a lot of it is the backup quarterback syndrome, where you always want something that you don't see. Like, if your quarterback is struggling, play the backup. He'll be better. Give him a chance. Play the backup. Play Trey Lance. Trey needs to play. Let Trey cook. You know, Trey was drafted. You drafted him to play him. And it's a little bit like Moses Moody, and everybody wants to talk about Anthony Lamb and Jeremy, what's his name? Not Jeremy Lin, but the other guy that they had. It was the two players that fans were complaining about, that they would play.
It was that kid, Ty Jerome.
Not, yeah. Jeremy, Jerome.
Jerome.
Anyway. Right. It was Lamb and Jerome, and like, they're playing ahead of Moses. Why? Right. Why? Right. Why can't you let Moses cook? So that, I think, is what a lot of fans are clamoring for. I see Moses Moody, and I see him being 7th or 8th best at a lot of different things. He's not like really good at any one thing. Not a great shooter. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Not a great scorer. He can score. Not a great defender. He can defend. Not a great passer. Not a great ball handler. Not a great rebounder. He's good and serviceable at all those things, but if you wanted to rank all the skills of a basketball player, he's probably going to be 7th or 8th in all of them. And that, to me, is why he winds up being a guy who's in the odd man out rotation.
What do you consider a good 3-point shooter? Just run anything in the NBA.
It's like 37.5%.
37.5%.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah. He's 36.2.
Okay.
And he's almost like straight. You want to talk about consistent.
Yeah.
Year one, 36.4. Year two, 36.3. Last year, 36.
And threes per game attempted is probably about 3.5 or 4, right?
A little bit less.
Okay.
2.5 for his career.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's hear from some of you. Why do you love Moses Moody so much? Let's go to Joseph in South City. Hi, Joseph. What's going on? Thanks for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my I think Moses Moody, I think he reminds me of a young Curry. He's humble and he's hungry and he's earned it, but he may not have that talent, as you were mentioning just earlier. We do have so many bodies, new bodies on the team, so I don't know where he's going to fit. I don't know if he's going to start, but he deserves to play.
What is it about him, Joseph, that, like, I mean, I get what you just said there, but it seems like he's connected with a fan base on a much higher level than others in his position, no?
I think so. I agree. I think if you compare to Kuminga, I think you've had an even bigger fan base for Kuminga, but then you also have some, you know, tower, like some star problems, you know, you have some attitude problems potentially, but you don't see that with Moody at all.
Joseph, thanks. Pat in Foster City, you're next up. Hi, Pat. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks for taking the call. Yeah, I thought your question was headed in a little different direction, not just that I like him, but I think he should be playing more minutes. I think he really deserves that. I think, as you guys were saying, I think he's, you know, he's pretty good at a lot of different things. I think the problem with the Warriors, kind of a problem, is they got so many people that can play the two this year. There's like 5 or 6 guys that are, you know, right in that area.
Yep.
But I think unless they go with Wiggins at the two, which some people have talked about, I don't think they will, but I mean, he played that position way back when. But if they don't go with Wiggins at the two, you know, Moses does give them a little more size than most of the other guys at 6'6 and 210 or whatever. And I think he's, you know, he can shoot. He can rebound. He can definitely defend. So, you know, I think they'll probably play, you know, they'll mix up the minutes because they got so much talent. They can probably keep a fresh guy in there all the time. But I think he deserves certainly more minutes than he has. And people forget he's only 22 years old, right?
Only 22. Yeah, but Pat, like, all right, let's.
I like him.
But let's acknowledge Steve Kerr's response whenever this comes up of math. All right. So if you think he should get more minutes, who's getting less?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, I think Clay's going to get less, right?
There you go. Gone. It's a good answer.
So, scoreboard.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I like him. I don't know if it should be, you know, we had Mo Spates, and I don't know if it should be Mo Moses or Mo Moody, but one or the other, I think I would go with it.
Thanks. Yep. I mean, yeah, go ahead.
Well, just, I mean, he gets minutes when he gets minutes, and he tends to play about 17 minutes, which was a career high last year, and he is only 22. And I just wonder about this year where they do have, as Pat was saying, more players now who play that position. And so if you want to have somebody come in and lock somebody down, GP2.
Right.
If you want somebody to come in and get a bucket, Buddy Hield. If you want somebody who can distribute, De'Anthony Melton.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that if you start to look at what you need from a player, Moses is great. He's a glue guy. He can do almost everything capably. But when you're looking for a specialized thing out of a bench player, I don't think that he separates.
Well, okay, we're going to take some more calls on this, so stay right where you are. But here's the point that I'm getting at. Moses Moody is the backup quarterback of the Golden State Warriors. I really see that. And this is not to be a criticism of him. I like him, too. Again, I think not only I agree with your assessment, he does all things pretty well, nothing fantastically. And also, from a mental standpoint, I think he's been almost perfect. Like, he handles this situation as well as anybody could. But because he is sort of a BB+ type of a player at all things, but not an A at anything, he's the perfect guy for when anyone goes out and doesn't have a good night, you end up after the game going, Moses Moody. We should have put in Moses Moody. That would have fixed it. And I don't know if that's the case. I look at this roster. You and I did this exercise last week, and you just named a bunch of the names. But it doesn't even stop there.
Yeah.
Like, you're just talking about wings. I know that the two and the three are different, but in the NBA, it's also wings. And so to go from Buddy Hield and De'Anthony Melton and GP2 and add in Brandon Pajemski and to a degree Andrew Wiggins. I know that he's a little bigger. Jonathan Kuminga, bigger. But you start putting all of this together, and I'm trying to figure out exactly how it is you all would like Steve Kerr to handle this year. I know what everyone's going to... Great problem to have. Well, we went through that last year, and it wasn't a great problem to have. And that's just what I see. I love Moses Moody also. He's going to have to force his way onto the court. I don't know exactly how, but this guy is the backup quarterback of the Golden State Warriors.
Right.
If something goes wrong, you all pull out your Moody flag and seemingly make that the reason why.
Right, and you clamor for him to play a lot more. And if you look at last year, he played in 66 of 82. And I'm looking at his game log, and there were only 7 games where he got the DNP. He wasn't active for, looks like, about 2 weeks, actually a little bit longer. He had a small injury, as I recall. He missed 9 games. He was inactive, and he had a handful of DNPs. But the frustration for some fans is he goes out and he plays well. I'm looking at the game against Portland. He had 11 points. He was a +6 in a win. 2 nights later against Denver on Christmas, he played 2.5 minutes and you lost. And those are the ones where even Steve Kerr has commended him for always being ready and never carrying it with him. But the Moody acolytes, Team Moody, they get frustrated when he actually does get a chance to play and he plays well, and then he goes back into a subservient role.
Cyrus in Oakland is next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Cyrus. Thanks for calling.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah, I'm definitely on the Moody bandwagon. There's a few reasons. You've hit on a couple of them. What he does as a basketball player, and he did it in when the lights were brightest, you know, during the Western Conference Finals against Dallas. The basketball IQ, his performance came through when the lights were bright. That's one. And then two, I mean, you just got to give it to him. The name, Moses Moody. I love the name.
Okay.
And a guy whose name is Moses Moody and says things like, calm seas do not make for a good sailor. So he just, you know, he speaks my language. I love Moses. I hope he gets playing time. And to answer the last question, I think he deserves minutes over Payton now. I love GP2. But that's one player that I think he could take minutes away from.
Cyrus, thanks.
Gentlemen.
Yeah, thank you. And see, that's interesting, I think, to the point you're trying to make. Like, is Moses Moody a better all-around player than Gary Payton? I'd say yes. But GP2 is elite at one thing. If Moses is not, if he's good at everything but elite at nothing, that's where GP2, in some cases, gets an edge because he is an elite defender.
That's an interesting thing that you just said, because whether or not I agree with you, and I don't agree that he's an overall better player, I think he's a younger player, and that's why Steve Kerr is always going to default to Gary Payton II if healthy.
Maybe.
Because you've got a veteran core of guys, and now we're down to Steph and Draymond, and you know Wiggins I think is a little bit off to the side, but Steph and Draymond have shown to be more comfortable with veterans as opposed to younger players. And Moody at 22 and Kuminga at times says, before last year particularly, he struggled to get consistent minutes. And, you know, Pods is a little bit different because his game has a certain maturity to it. But I think about this year, Buddy Hield is in his early 30s. Oh. And Kyle Anderson's an older player. And DeAnthony Melton's been around the block. So I think it's going to be even harder for Moses Moody at 22 to take minutes away from a guy like GP2 when healthy, because GP2 is much more bankable. You know what you're going to get out of him. Even if you think Moody's better, GP2 is going to give you exactly what he always gives you more often than Moses Moody.
Yeah, I guess I can feel that. And I'm not saying that GP2 doesn't do more than one thing well, right? He is, for his size, he plays bigger. He's a good finisher around the rim. I think he's an energy guy. But again, like, when you're looking for someone, you're like, there's a matchup out there and we need to lock that guy down, you're going to go to GP2. Moses sort of feels like he just gets lost in the sea. He gets lost in the sea of what exactly are we trying to do now. But more often than not, when he comes in, wouldn't you agree, good things happen. See, we have a hard time when something goes well, but we don't know how to define it. I feel like we've done this for 2.5 years with Brock Purdy. People had a hard time because they're like, well, the Niners win almost all the games. But it's nothing that he's doing. Like, at a certain point, you got to go, no, it is something that they're doing. Like, I do think there's an unexplained something that happens with Moses Moody on the floor. He's an effort guy. And as you said, there's nothing he doesn't at least do pretty well. So that speaks to somebody who's going to make I think more often than not, he's going to help make the game go well.
Yeah, he's going to help the game, you know, continue. I don't know if he necessarily will help it go well. I'm just looking at some of the advanced metrics and offensively, as far as offensive box score plus minus your net per 100 possessions, what you contribute. He's a negative 0.2 on offense, and he's a positive 0.1 on defense.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a negative 0.1 overall per 100 possessions, which is to say he's about a net neutral for your basketball team. There are things he does better than others, but when he's on the court, the team tends to be about the same as when he's not on the floor. And just to contrast that with Gary Payton, he is a plus 2.2 on defense. He's a minus 1.3 on offense. So if you put GP2 out there with three or four other good offensive players, now GP2 can just go out there and be a net positive on D. With Moses, he doesn't really contribute on either end dramatically like that, you know?
Let's go to Dan in Truckee, next up on Willard and Dibs. Hi, Dan. Thanks for calling.
Hey, guys. Listen to Dibs and his metrics. I get it. However, the eye test tells me something a little different. I do love Moses Moody, but I love the attitude. The attitude, and you guys answered your own question. You guys keep talking. You keep answering it. Effort. Attitude. The eye test is that he's on the floor for loose balls. Not that GP2 isn't. Too bad they couldn't play together all the time. But availability. Moses is available, right? Wiggs, not going to be so much available. GP2 plays so hard, he's going to get, you know, scarred up. He's not going to be always available. Moses is just, we fall in love with him because of his attitude and his effort. Nothing else I can say. The eye test tells me, metrics tells you one thing. The eye test tells me a little bit different, that the team is like together, working hard, effort, effort, effort when he's on the floor. So that's my answer to you guys, why I love Moses Moody.
Dan, appreciate it. See, here would be my follow-up question to that, though.
Yeah.
If you're the head coach of the Warriors, can you use that as reasoning? Like, I get what the metrics say. And you just threw out metrics that would suggest that Moses Moody is just like dead set, as average as you can be, a net neutral.
Yeah.
Okay. As the head coach of the Warriors, you could be like, my eyes tell me different. Can you afford to do that?
No, I mean, you can, but here's my counter to that, which is everything that we're all saying about effort and attitude, and particularly attitude. If you know that a guy like Moses Moody, even if you have him as the 10th and 11th man out of the rotation, if you know that once that player goes in the rotation, he's going to be the exact same player that he always is, it's almost easier to then take him out of the rotation because you're not going to lose him. He's not a fragile young man. He's a guy who you can actually do this to, and you know, like Jonathan Kuminga in the playoffs a couple of years ago, when you started taking him out of games, you lost Jonathan Kuminga, and it got to the point where he played 4 minutes in a game because he was unable to recover at that point.
But shouldn't the behavior of Moses Moody be rewarded rather than the other way around? Like, what you just said sort of sounds like the old adage of nice guy finishes last. Is Moses Moody on the bench because he's the one who can handle the bench?
No, but if you have a tough call to make and you know that one guy, if you put him on the bench, is going to be fine, then that's a guy you can put on the bench.
Well, then he needs to learn how to not be fine, I guess.
Right. I mean, we were kind of making the same comp with Nick Bosa and drawing holding penalties because he gets held and he doesn't really carry on. And maybe if he carried on more, Steph Curry is probably a better analogy for this conversation. If Steph flopped more, would he get more calls to go his way? Probably.
Maybe, yeah.
And that's a tough behavior to encourage. But I'm not saying Moses should start throwing tantrums, but as a coach, if you know that one player is going to be more okay with it than another, then if the players are comparable, it becomes an easy call.
Big Smooth in Oakland is next up. Hi, Big Smooth. Thanks for calling.
Smooth.
Smooth, you there?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yep.
Wow.
So, you know, as we're talking here, I'm just looking at it like this. Moses, let me get this straight. He's too good to trade. He's not good enough to play. I like him because he's the Warriors' admitted mistake. He's the one thing that they can't seem to get a hold of. I mean, listen, the Warriors don't do a lot of things bad, but Moses Moody, James Wiseman, a few things they have done. And Moses Moody is a solid player. I would probably play way more, would even start in some organization. But I don't, listen, GP2, we love him, but he's never matched that 1 year he had. He's never matched that. He's never even played to that standard again. He's always been below. That seemed to be the ceiling. We haven't seen anything that would indicate that he's able to play above that 1 year. And I don't know why, but to me, listen, I could be wrong on this, but it seemed like Pods will do the same thing or a similar game to Moody, and then Moody won't play again, but Pods will play more. That's just what it seems like, fellas. I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah, Smooth, thanks. Appreciate it. I don't know about that. There's always this thing with Pods, I would argue. And some of this we don't see as fans, but he sort of picked it, whatever it is, he picked it up a little bit quicker as a rookie last year than a lot of other guys have coming through. At least that's clearly the thought of the organization.
Yep, and that's, I think, the thought of the vets, too, on the floor. And there's a reason that Pods, I think, led the league last year in charges taken.
Yep.
And he's a better shooter than Moody, and he's probably as good, if not a better, defender.
And now he has a broken nose because of it, and he won't play tonight.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.